Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
Breaking news at this hour. Just passing the wire now. Roger Ailes has died. Roger Ailes ousted as the head of Fox News just in the last few months after allegations of sexual harassment and so forth. Passing the wire now, he has apparently died today. Roger Ailes, who built the Fox News juggernaut, one of the first high-profile casualties in the liberals' war on conservative media. He was 77 years old, was Ailes. Trying to get some information on this right now. 77 years old, according to media reports. I have no further information at this point. I'm sure it's going to come here quickly, though, as we sit here and watch this come out. It's a siren on the Drudge Report, as you can imagine. Here's a statement from Elizabeth Ailes. I am profoundly sad and heartbroken to report that my husband, Roger Ailes, passed away this morning. Roger was a loving husband to me, to his son Zachary, and a loyal friend to many. He was also a patriot, profoundly grateful to live in a country that gave him so much opportunity to work hard, to rise, and to give back during a career that stretched over more than five decades. His work in entertainment, in politics, and in news affected the lives of many millions. And so even as we honor his death, we celebrate his life. One must wonder, though, if the stress of what has happened to him and to Fox News over the past few months played a portion, at least, in what happened. Also, for those of you that are more musically inclined, I suppose, a Detroit a legend, I suppose, the lead singer for Soundgarden, Chris Cornell, also dead today at the age of 52 in Detroit. He gained fame as the lead singer of the bands Soundgarden and Autoslave, died at 52. His death is being investigated as a possible suicide. He had been on tour. He died Wednesday night in Detroit. Cornell's representative, Brian Bunbury, said in a statement to the Associated Press, Cornell had performed a Detroit concert with Soundgarden last night. I guess that'd be the last show for that. Bunbury said the death was sudden and unexpected. Said his wife and family are in shock. The statement said the family would be working closely with the medical examiner to determine the cause and have asked for privacy today. Detroit police spokesman Michael Woody told the AP Thursday that he could not release details about why police are investigating the death as a possible suicide, but noted there were basic things, this is a quote now, basic things observed at the scene. Cornell died at the MGM Grand Detroit Hotel. He said Cornell's wife had called a family friend and asked him to check on Cornell. The friend forced open a hotel room door, and found Cornell on the bathroom floor. The Wayne County Medical Examiner's Office will make an official determination about the cause of death. So, fast-breaking news again this morning that does not involve the president momentarily, I suppose. Meanwhile, back to the top story of the day, and that is a special counsel being appointed to the investigation of alleged ties, a collusion between the Donald Trump campaign and Russia, for which there is not a shred of evidence thus far after months of investigation. But don't let that stop the Democrats. They have an agenda to fulfill. Don't let that slow down CNN or MSNBC or the people that pretend to be journalists. They have an agenda to fulfill. You know, and seriously. Those on the left will dismiss the Secretary of State, the National Security Advisor, as liars without a shred of evidence if they come out in defense of Donald Trump. You saw that this week. Nothing else matters to these people but the agenda. They don't care about the truth or plausibility or the permanent damage they may and could likely do to the republic, and they will never hold themselves responsible for any problems that result. The left never does. Instead, they will reinvent history, write the story to make themselves the heroes, despite their destruction of the truth thus far, and the Constitution. They will burn the institutions of America without regard. They don't care about the Constitution. They claim they do, but they do not. They will do whatever it takes to get this interloper, this golden-haired, this guy with a golden pompadour, I suppose, until they get him out of there, they will not rest. He doesn't belong there. You know, it's always predictable behavior from Maxine Waters or Chuck Schumer or Elijah Cummings or even Hillary Clinton for that matter. Their actions in pursuit of their political agenda is sadly expected. So let me be clear where I lay the blame today for much of this at the feet of John McCain and Lindsey Graham and Congressman Justin Amash and a horde of locusts trying to disguise themselves as journalists, also part of the problem. I caution you all, do not underestimate President Trump yet. Far too many people have fallen into this trap, but at the same time, do not underestimate how low his enemies are willing to go in an effort to destroy him and his administration before it ever really gets started. This could be a fight to the death, and I don't mean between Donald Trump and the liberals and the Democrats. I mean for the Republic. And no, I'm not exaggerating. These people are willing to go wherever it takes them. They don't care. And that is, well, frankly, that's damned dangerous for all of us. All right. Again, the breaking news at the top of this hour. Roger Ailes, the former head of Fox News, has died at the age of 77, passing away this morning. That, according to a statement released by his wife, Elizabeth Ailes. Roger Ailes, the controversial head of Fox News, ousted just a few months ago. Quick break and some final thoughts here on a Thursday edition of the Steve Gruber Show.